Bulletproof Radio, a state of high performance.
You're listening to Bulletproof Radio with Dave Asprey.
Everyone's talking about red light therapy beds, and for good reason. There's a company called ARRC LED that's building an entirely new class of LED devices. ARRC LED beds integrate proprietary scanning technology and frequency protocols to shape the delivery of six different wavelengths in dose-optimized photobiomodulation. Yes, that's a lot of words. What it is, though, is that photobiomodulation improves the underlying energetics of the cells in your body. And those changes can benefit nearly every tissue and organ and system in your body. You change your cells and you change your life. For more information, visit ARRCLED.com.
What if there was a way to feel younger for longer? Well, there is. Your body needs something called the NAD plus molecule to help you age well. When you're young, your body makes a lot of NAD plus, and that helps you make energy. It helps you keep your DNA healthy, absorb nutrients well, and it protects your cells from stress. But once you hit about 30, your NAD plus levels start to drop. The good news is that longevity scientists have found some things that can help, like niacin, niacinamide, and niagen. They help your body make more NAD plus even as you age. All three of these are in an amazing formula called Qualia NAD plus. Check out Qualia NAD plus risk-free for up to 100 days at neurohacker.com/Dave15 to save an extra 15%. That's neurohacker.com/Dave15, Qualia NAD plus. It's what I use.
Hey, it's Bulletproof Radio. I'm Dave Asprey. And today's cool fact of the day is that before antibiotics, physicians used to treat syphilis with mercury. And it actually works because it turns out mercury is bad for most life forms. And while it did help with syphilis, unfortunately, it also sort of made people crazy, as crazy like mad as a hatter. Funny enough, hatters use mercury to tan leather as well. So this is one of the reasons that maybe mercury isn't that good for you. Actually, there's no maybe about that. You probably don't want mercury in your teeth or in your body. But hey, there's good science behind that.
What if there was a way to level up your energy, get rid of stress, and take more control of your body? Welcome to Quantum Upgrade. This is a new technology that taps into quantum energy to help you feel amazing. Quantum Upgrade has a lot of different products that help protect you from EMF and help activate your body's natural healing abilities. You can expect better sleep, more resilience, less stress, and better blood flow. The cool thing about Quantum Upgrade is that the products are backed by a lot of heavy-duty scientific studies, and there's a new measurable upgrade. You can now use Quantum Upgrade to increase your consciousness levels between 1400 and 2200 on the Hawkins map of consciousness. If you don't know what that means, do some research because it's impressive, it's fun to learn about, and it's something that I've come to understand. Ready to try Quantum Upgrade? Visit quantumupgrade.io/Dave for a 7-day free trial.
Today's guest is a friend of mine, and she's one of the early pioneers of the self-care movement and just transformative health. And she's been practicing for 22 years actually in my home state of New Mexico. And she's traveled to 70 countries to meet indigenous people and learn about what they're doing for their health practices. So this is one of those cool things, combining some ancestral indigenous knowledge with anti-aging and things like that. And the physician I'm talking about is Dr. Robin Benson. Mm-hmm. Robin, welcome to the show.
Thank you, David. It's great to be with you.
So you're based in Santa Fe. Mm-hmm. Santa Fe is one of my favorite places. When I was a kid, I used to drive with my parents from Albuquerque. We had a little like gold claim up there, and I would literally shovel dirt about 15 minutes outside Santa Fe on weekends. Mm-hmm. So that was, you know, a great childhood memory. So mm-hmm. I'm still going to come visit you up there, I swear. You do unusual stuff at your clinic, which is why I wanted to have you on the show. And we've recently been talking with other guests about oxidative therapy, mm-hmm. about oxygen, even about ozone. Mm-hmm. And most people, when they hear this, they go, like, that's crazy pants. I've never heard of it. Why would you put an air pollutant into your body in various places? And I've also disclosed that I've self-treated with ozone for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Like I did it every night rectally for a couple of years, and it totally helped me back when I was dealing with mold and Lyme and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I want you to talk about that and talk about just the unusual rejuvenation stuff that you do at your clinic. That's the main reason here. And I know you have some other cool things you know about, so we'll just go and talk about whatever's cool.
Let's talk about it. Yes, I'm definitely cutting edge, leading edge. I'm very attracted to things that really work because we're living in a time where people are suffering unnecessarily, and anything I can do to help people not to have surgery, to help, you know, help them regain their vitality. And so I will find out about it and then I will practice it if I know that it works. So oxidative medicine, so the use of ozone and vitamin C, I brought into my practice about 13 years ago. And, you know, one of your team members just said to me, what's the most exciting modality that you do? What I love to do is something called Prolozone.
Love it.
Love it. I can't even tell you how many thousands of Prolozone injections I've done that has really helped people reestablish integrity in their joints, especially knees. Even backs, people with herniated discs. I inject a substance in the body first, which is typically procaine and dextrose, some B12.
That's prolotherapy when you do
well,
that.
Well, no, it's actually...
It's a precursor to Prolozone.
Right. Okay. I inject that first, then followed by the ozone gas. And immediately, like under ultrasound, you can see a loose ligament actually get tight right immediately. So you get instant gratification locally with Prolozone. So that's a huge part of my practice.
So Prolozone, if you've never heard of this before, and most people haven't, it's all right. This is a relatively new technique that involves injecting the gas into the joint.
That's right.
Why? Given most people who are driving their cars right now listening, they're trying to not breathe ozone coming out of the exhaust pipe in front of them. So why would you inject that same chemical into a joint? Like, what's the difference?
So when you inject into the joint, it actually breaks down into oxygen. And we have what's called a lot of free radicals running around our bodies. So that extra hooks up with a free radical, and then it becomes water or becomes oxygen. So it's phenomenal how this works immediately in the system. So it's hard to explain other than the fact that it's like bringing nature into your body. So the O3 breaks down into oxygen and an extra O that hooks up with free radicals, and then it does a lot of goodness, brings a lot of health into your body. So it's amazing for infection. So when I do a Prolozone shot, I mean, I've never had anyone get an infection because you're actually injecting ozone into the joint, and that also helps with any type of low-grade infection. I inject it directly into the vein too. So a lot of the doctors that I've been training with, I mean, Dr. Rowan, who you brought on the show, Dr. Schellenberger, you know, they're actually treating the Ebola virus with ozone.
Yep.
So it's pretty phenomenal. I also do something called ultraviolet blood irradiation, where I treat the blood with ozone and ultraviolet light. So lots of pathogens, viruses, bacteria, parasites cannot survive under these certain parts of the ultraviolet rays.
So the way I've learned about UVB blood treatment is that you pull the blood out, you mix it with something to keep it from clotting, usually heparin.
Yep.
Then you expose it to a strong UVB lamp.
Exactly.
It causes changes in the cells, including mm-hmm. a production of massive amounts of vitamin D, as well as a bunch of other compounds. It inactivates some other things, and then you re-inject that same blood back in.
Exactly.
Okay, so I've got it. There are changes
in that. You are exactly right. Right, so it increases your own interferon, your own glutathione level, so it's phenomenal what it does to your bloodstream. So it's almost like what I call a mini dialysis. So if you put some really healthy treated blood into the body, it helps kind of scavenge some of the bad guys that are lurking in your system.
And so there's an immune activation that happens.
Exactly.
There. So I haven't done UVB blood irradiation, but it was on my list of things to do when I had Lyme and toxic mold and all that. And I did intravenous hydrogen peroxide, and I've mm-hmm. done intravenous UV and lots of other, mm-hmm. sorry, UV, intravenous ozone, mm-hmm. but not that one. What was never clear to me was what's the difference between intravenous hydrogen peroxide, intravenous ozone gas or ozone mixed with your blood, and UVB. Like, how would a person listening to this...
Or even a vitamin C drip. So,
oh, yeah, I've done lots of those, right?
So I pretty much, what I find is most advantageous with my patients with, you know, low-grade infections or serious infections, like anything from herpes to cancer, is doing a combination, because they're all oxidative therapies. And I will usually, like one day I'll do UVB, the other day I'll do a high dose vitamin C drip.
So you rotate?
I rotate, because I find that vitamin C has some advantages that hydrogen peroxide might not be able to accomplish. Actually, a UVB increases your H2O2.
So UVB increases your hydrogen peroxide levels anyway?
It does.
So now, if you're listening to this, you're going, I didn't know I had hydrogen peroxide in my body, and I thought ozone was a pollutant, and all of a sudden we're talking about using these to reverse degenerative diseases, like things that are really big. So I think, Robin, what would help people is understanding why, given that we've all been trained, maybe vitamin C, okay, we know it's good orally, we know you take it, but we're taking things that generally are considered to be negative or toxins. Hydrogen peroxide, you know, you use it to like clean stains or to disinfect a wound, but to put it into your blood. How is this stuff benefiting us? Because it's really counterintuitive.
Right. Well, even think about ozone in pools and in
hot tubs.
Hot tubs, exactly. It is a really healthy choice without all the chemical, like if you're using bromide and all kinds of horrible things, and chlorine even, it's very, very toxic. They're called halides. And when, again, with oxidative therapies, it's really increasing your oxygen utilization. You're bringing oxygen to the body. And mostly we have pathogens because we have low oxygen in our system and we have too many. So it's the way to understand oxidation is like rusting. We were rusting inside. And because we're living in such a toxic world, I mean, even the healthiest of healthy have to be mindful of the fact that we have this process going on at all times. So the more that we have oxygen going into our systems in terms of healthy food, in terms of exercising. And then at some point when, you know, there's just too much infection in the body, we need something really healthy like these choices. But even, we know about vitamin C, but even hydrogen peroxide, that's really not my scope of practice. Okay. But how that breaks down into water and oxygen too. So it's a chemical process that even though it sounds like something toxic, that it's just something you're cleaning with and you're disinfecting your body and you're putting it in your body, it's how your body processes it and breaks it down into something that we absolutely need to live with, which is oxygen and water.
And our tissues, all the cells in our bodies, they make things like glutathione and they make things like SOD.
Right.
And these are things that prevent the cells from being damaged by free radicals.
Mm-hmm.
And they make those things because part of the immune response with the white blood cells is they'll use ozone or more likely hydrogen peroxide to kill pathogens.
Mm-hmm.
Since our cells can protect themselves from pathogens,
mm-hmm.
and basically these invaders, these microbes, don't have those enzymes, they can't resist it. So when the free radicals are introduced to the body, our cells become more resilient. It's like lifting weights for their oxidative machinery because, oh, I guess I should really make some SOD. So they get stronger and the weak ones may die, but it kills all the bugs that are there.
Exactly.
And that's at least the way I envision it. And I'm probably simplifying a couple steps in the middle there.
Yeah.
So what kind of conditions would someone go to you for if they were, if we were just talking about the intravenous stuff, not prolozone?
Okay, so people with Epstein-Barr virus,
mm-hmm.
people with shingles, I've seen a lot of shingles recently just in the last few weeks, people with a hep C virus, very common, even with people, a lot of people are getting like the flu and they're having a cough that lasts like 4 or 5 weeks afterwards and they can't get healthy. That's another common way. I mean, I do this every single day in my practice. So there's usually, you know, people are just immune deficient or have an autoimmune disease and we're trying to get their body back to nature. And the way I look at this is that's what our body's always seeking, is getting back to homeostasis. And I find that these oxidative therapies are one of the best ways to get there.
Okay. So that works well, and I've seen that. You're not the only anti-aging physician who uses these things by a long shot.
Yeah.
They're very cutting edge.
Yeah.
They work really well for strange diseases. No one knows what it is or how to cure it. Things like fungal problems.
Fungal, exactly. That's such a massive issue. In fact, almost everything that I'm talking about, I find that a foundational issue is that people have too much fungus in their system. And a lot of people, and a lot of the oxidative stress is caused by too much mercury, too much lead in the body, too much cadmium. So you know, that kind of has a great relationship with yeast overgrowth, is people tend to have heavy metals. So we have to look at that issue in the body as well.
It's funny, when I had my a lot of problems all at the same time, I had high mercury levels, I had a huge amount of candida, and I'd been exposed to toxic mold, and I had active Lyme disease. Mm-hmm. But having the mercury there creates an opening for these other things to be there. So this is one of the reasons that people get so confused when they're saying, I'm not doing that well. But let's say that we're not talking about someone who has a lot of current severe or chronic illnesses. You know, someone who gets out of bed every morning and feels pretty good, and they want to go out and be a better athlete. They want to fly to China and do something and fly home. Is there a role of oxidative medicine for people who are generally pretty well and want to be even better?
Absolutely.
What do you do?
Dave, I treat a lot of movers and shakers and mm-hmm. celebrities, and a lot of people come kind of preventatively. They just know that oxidative medicine and just increasing their oxygen utilization throughout their whole body will help them. So there's quite a few people that I treat preventatively with oxidative therapies. If someone feels like they're getting a sore throat, I'm like, come in, get a Myers cocktail. The number one IV therapy that I do is a Myers cocktail. And I don't like to drip it. I like to push it because there is value in pushing it in faster, like 5 minutes. Dr. Myers, I mean, he treated everything from the common cold to, I treat a lot of professional athletes too, because of the oxidative stress and all the, how acidic you become, it immediately, it neutralizes that.
So a Myers cocktail, for people who haven't heard of it before, it's a mix of B vitamins and usually magnesium and sometimes some other things depending on who mixes it up.
Magnesium, which is a very important mm-hmm. ingredient, and primarily it's vitamin C.
Yeah, there you go, vitamin C, and it's usually a mix of methylated B vitamins, the way most people mix it.
Right.
And you take this, and you can either put an IV drip into your arm, so it mm-hmm. takes like an hour or two, mm-hmm. or you put it into the same vein, but you push it quickly. And on Thanksgiving morning, U.S. Thanksgiving, as in Canada, they don't celebrate it, so everything's open up there. So Thanksgiving morning, I went and I got a Myers cocktail with a local doctor. And I posted a picture on Facebook. And
I saw that.
Did you?
I saw that. I'm like, I'm getting a direct ozone while you're getting your Myers cocktail.
And the funny thing was, though, some people were terribly offended because I'm like, this is a traditional Thanksgiving breakfast, intravenous nutrition.
That was right. Awesome.
But I was amazed because people equate needles with, like, there's a lot of fear of needles. And there's mm-hmm. also some sort of, like, it's a drug. And I'm like, no, it's not a drug. It's the same stuff that your stomach can't let through. And so, in fact, I'm flying this right now. We're in Tampa at JJ Virgin's event mm-hmm. where we get a chance to film live.
Right.
But I came here from Washington, D.C., and I was at a cadre event there. And now I'm going to New York next, to Yahoo. When I go to New York, I have a friend there who's a physician who's going to give me a Myers cocktail. Why? Because I'm on like a 15-day multi-city crazy tour, and I don't want to get worn down. And so the idea that that's somehow cheating, yeah, I'm cheating. But that's because I'm performing at this level, and it's something that you said celebrities are doing it, pro athletes
absolutely.
Are doing it.
Absolutely, yeah. The film industry is big time in New Mexico now. I have so many like big time movers and shakers that when they get off the plane, they come see me because it helps with their jet lag. Mm-hmm. It helps them get back into their high performance mode. Anytime before I get on a plane, I get a Myers cocktail. Anytime. And it's just, I mean, it's a big part of my practice right now that people know that this is an option, because many of us have compromised digestive systems right now, and you never guess, is it going into my bloodstream? You certainly feel it. In a Myers cocktail, you often get warm because of the magnesium and the B complex, because of the niacin effect. And it's fantastic. And it awakens parts of your body. I mean, the response is people love Myers cocktails.
And even if you have a fully intact digestion system, mm-hmm. even if you're running at full level, I consider this to be an upgrade. You simply can't get this level of nutrition in, and your body uses it very quickly when you do it.
Right.
And I generally feel a 3-day boost after I get a Myers cocktail where like things are noticeably, like my resilience is higher than normal, and normally it's pretty high.
Right.
But like I have more capacity. Mm-hmm. And so I would love to see these available much more much more commonly. As it is, mm-hmm. it's sort of like hard to find
right.
them. And they're actually working right now to make it harder to get Myers cocktails, even though awareness is growing that these are pretty amazing.
You know, since I've been doing these for 13 years, it's amazing. They're making it very difficult for people. It has to be patient specific for every single ingredient, because there's 11 ingredients that I put into my Myers cocktails, plus I custom make of them. If somebody has a specific virus going on in their body, then I'll add a homeopathic to it. Hydrochloric acid, when you inject that, you know, adding a CC, extra CC is amazing for viruses and bacteria.
So you're injecting hydrochloric acid into our veins?
Yes.
I
add that to my Myers prescription.
But the body has to be alkaline. Didn't you know that?
But when you mix it with everything else, it's pretty phenomenal what it does in your body. Hydrochloric acid is phenomenal.
So I take about 2 to 3 grams of betaine HCl with every meal because I'm short on hydrochloric.
Yeah.
But most people listening to this, seriously, they're probably drinking alkaline water and like super alkalizing everything. What's the deal with acid and alkaline from your perspective?
You know what? I believe that we need to be, in general, more alkaline because our diets are very acidic. But get it alkalinized through your food. You know, you can't sell me on these water alkalinizers. I don't, because of what they use to alkalinize, which are minerals in general, I'm not sold on them. I'm just not. I'm not. So I really believe that we do need a more of a plant-rich diet. And to alkalinize that way, and just drink water, but a good source of water. We have structured water throughout my whole center in Santa Fe.
So I have this problem. I eat an acidic diet because I eat meat and all this stuff. And the Bulletproof diet is primarily a plate covered with plants with some meat and a ton of healthy fat on top of it. Mm-hmm. But it's not, you know, a meat-based diet. And I'm almost too alkaline. So when I drink alkaline water, like I get disaster pants from it, and it's not a good idea. So whether or not you're acid or alkaline is a very complex thing, and baking soda is kind of a nice alkalizer if you need it. So
it's a great choice.
Yeah.
It's an excellent, very inexpensive choice. It's just my biohacking secrets. Even when I do a Myers cocktail or I do my oxidative therapies, I like them to be, I'm really into magnetic resonance stimulation, also known as pulse electromagnetic fields. Every patient, when they are on my mat, which is essentially is a Tesla innovation, so it's a copper coil that mimics the nature, so the frequencies of nature. So when I optimize the cellular health of my patients before I give them an IV, first of all, you know, you get more nitric oxide in the body, it's easier to get the vein, they have a much greater response to any therapy I do, whether it's acupuncture or any of my injections. So that's a big way in which I up-level what I provide.
So at this point, Robin, I hate to tell you this, you've now alienated the audience, at least a couple of them.
Oh,
and you've done that 3 times.
Oh.
You mentioned homeopathy, and everyone knows only which doctors do that.
Uh-huh, right. This is good.
You haven't mentioned acupuncture yet, but I know you will because you do that. So that would be like an extra bonus
in
alienation. You mentioned pulse electromagnetic frequency devices. By the way, I have 8 different devices at home. And they work. You can feel them work. One of my favorite ways of feeling it is if you sleep with PEMF near the center of your body and you're a male, you'll wake up with a kickstand.
Good.
That would be nitric oxide.
Yeah,
and if it didn't work,
like
it's not like you can like placebo yourself into, I don't know, maybe you can. I never tried. But anyway, it's one of those things that it works. And let's see. And you said structured water. So since you talked about all of these things, and by the way, I have no problem with any of those. If you blindfold me and you give me a thing of energetically structured water using whatever kind of, and I'll call this voodoo, because it's not scientific, just I have no idea all the science behind structured water. I've looked into it many times, and there's many claims. They don't all match, but you can feel a difference. The water, it certainly has less surface tension at a minimum.
That's right.
And you can feel a difference when you drink it. Like I've even one time someone gave me a glass of water. I'm like, did you do something to this? And like, oh yeah, of course. And this guy had done like all 10 different things you can do to structure water. And it was almost too much to drink that, even though there was nothing in it. So
you really, what you're saying is too, is water that you can absorb into your cells.
Yeah.
And just when I talk about structured water, if you get, there's springs all over the country, all over the world, when you get water right from springs that's structured like nature, like nature provides it before it's tampered with in any way, your body loves it. It just turns on the light, actually the voltage. I love talking about high voltage in your body. That's when you're high functioning.
So there's some intriguing research started going back to like the body electric and electromagnetism in life. These are books from like the mid 90s that I read back then. I was like, oh, look, the body's electric and chemical. I can accept both. It's not either or. that water has some liquid crystal properties. And I would say there's a lot we don't know about water. There's the exclusion zone where, like, there's this weird effect of water near the edge of a bottle versus the middle. It behaves differently, and no one's quite sure why, but it doesn't follow gravity. And so if you're listening to this and you're like, there's no such thing as structured water, there's actually pretty good evidence from advanced physics that there's something going on. And I also think there's enough evidence to say we don't necessarily know the what or why or how. That doesn't mean that you couldn't use it to make people better hydrated or make them feel better.
Right.
So how do you structure the water in your office?
We have a structured water system that we had added to the pipe, the mm-hmm. how water comes into
just
our
one
system.
Of those spiral ones.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, so we had that. And then we've had it tested, and people love our water. We have literally, it's one of our great gifts that we give to our community. People come in with their 5-gallon container bottles, and we give water. You know, and my message always, Dave, with I do all these cool things, really innovative, and can really help people, very complicated health challenges. But it's simple as getting the cells healthy. My message is very simple. If we just are properly hydrated, we are electrical beings, yep. number one, before our biology and chemistry work. So if people just get hydrated and get proper mineralization, it's great when it's from your food, or add in something really good like cell food, or I love Oxalent. I don't know if you've ever tried that before.
I've tried cell food, but not Oxalent. These
Oxalent
are things
is
that increase
much
water
better
absorption.
Than Emergency. Yeah, mm-hmm. a really good quality SOD increase. It's fantastic. So if people just do that, I mean, it takes your raisin cells that are crippled and dehydrated into grapes. I mean, if we just hydrate and get water, again, I have people who drink like a gallon a day or more, and they're still can be dehydrated because they're not getting the water into the cells. This is where it matters what type of water you're putting in your body.
It's a really interesting point, the idea that even if the water gets into plasma, it doesn't soak in. And that's a cellular membrane issue, which can be multiple things. It can be what you're eating,
right.
the wrong fats, and also the wrong water.
Exactly.
And the idea that the body is electric, though, we talked about oxidative medicine. The other thing that it does that we didn't talk about is that hydrogen peroxide, UVB, and ozone all have that extra oxygen molecule, and it's an electron donor.
That's
and
right.
Your mitochondria.
The hydroxy radicals.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. That's phenomenal. Or you just have a lot of these free O's hanging out in mm-hmm. your body, and the OHs, that causes, that rusts your body, essentially. It causes, you know, premature bone degradation and arthritic changes. And when you add, you know, this extra O, that becomes oxygen. So we have a major issue with oxygen utilization. We're too low. I mean, people are not getting enough oxygen in their system. And so that's a huge thing. And then the OHs too, the hydroxy radicals. So when you, creates health in the system.
It does. So what we're talking about here is you've been biohacking for 22 years before we had the word.
Right.
And you've been focusing on the cell much of the time.
I am about, yes, making, okay. helping underfunctioning cells become well.
All right.
I want a party in your body, Dave. How does that sound?
It sounds like a plan.
I mean, you get those cells literally. Mm-hmm. When you have inflammation in your body, that's mm-hmm. what everyone's learning about, that that's why we age, is because of inflammation. And when, so I'm talking about red blood cells. That's where we, right? That's where our oxygen transport happens. And I've done a lot of my blood cell analysis, and to show people, just when you've talked about hydrochloric acid, when people just take digestive enzymes, how that can shift your body, because people are not breaking down their proteins efficiently.
It's such a difference when you get it right. And you do other things here, whole body vibration. What do you do with that?
We call it the shaky shake. That's a really cool, you have that with
Bulletproof
too.
Vibe.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we also have people breathe in oxygen.
I might be doing that at home too.
While they shake their body. So after I do my kettlebell, I do pretty hardcore workouts. Mm-hmm. I get on that. I'm never sore. Because of how that, you know, it's a great way to exercise without impact. Mm-hmm. So you actually do burn calories, and it's really good for the lymphatic system. We have lymph system throughout our whole system, and a lot of us that are not moving in the way that we need to, the lymph gets congested, and that causes lots of health issues.
So you've got people in your clinic breathing oxygen. vibrating on whole body vibration platforms, and you also inject them with ozone gas they're sitting on pulse electromagnetic frequency devices. Well, that's and then you stick needles in them too because you're an acupuncturist.
I do.
See, that's cool. See, I do pretty much most of that stuff at home myself, and my biohacking lab has all that.
Yeah.
But I'm actually not trained on where to stick needles, so I don't stick needles in myself, mm-hmm. and I'm not trained to do this to anyone else. Yeah. I just do this to myself.
And again, everything the back to nature theme. So I love the idea. Also, I do platelet rich plasma.
Let's talk about that. That's interesting. It's an anti-aging technique.
It's fantastic. So when people come in with, I usually start with the prolozin. Let's say somebody comes in with. Hopefully not bone against bone, but they have some serious joint problems. I will take their blood out, 60 cc's of their blood, and I centrifuge it, and the blood separates into PPP, which is platelet poor plasma, and then platelet rich plasma. And I inject that into joints, and I'm also really big into facial rejuvenation. So I'd like to get my women clients in particular off the Botox trail and to put something, put their own nature, their own platelets in their body. So those are your growth factors. So that naturally increases your collagen and elastin in your body rather than just putting some chemical crap that, you know, your liver is going to have to deal with too. Our livers are under enough stress and then to add all this other stuff that we're putting into our body. So PRP is awesome.
So you would use that to have less wrinkles?
I do it for facial rejuvenation, and then I do it in, certainly in knees. Jeffrey, our good friend, I mean, people will fly in to work with me just to get the PRP. So people who have major back trauma of some sort, you know, disc degeneration, and a lot of that has to do because the ligaments have become too overstretched. Immediately, that helps, especially with your own body, with your own platelets going into your system, which is really profound.
Yeah, using the body to heal itself, and it sounds kind of funny. And all of these things, they sound a little bit radical.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think there's a good case that they are radical. But
their nature, though, David, in my mm-hmm. opinion, that especially I'm in my 23rd year of practice, I will find things that really work, but I like it in the realm of bringing nature into the body. You know, or just, and also 80% has a lot to do with diet. So even eating from the earth, what the earth provides usually has high voltage. And also when we talk about a high water content diet, vegetables and fruit, has water in it. And that's structure. That's nature.
So I guess I'm feeling a little bit skeptical here, Robin, because
okay.
I'm a huge fan of nature. I live on a 32-acre place. We're turning into an organic farm. Mm-hmm. I see bald eagles out my window. Like, it's valuable to be around nature, and I've built it into my life. And it's not easy to do that. Like, it's taken a lot of work to make that something that helps to sustain me. But when I go and I'm on a whole body vibration platform, breathing bottled oxygen from a concentrator, sticking needles in my arm, full of nutrients that my body wants, I feel like maybe it isn't really nature. We're taking advantage of our body's response to things in a way that nature couldn't even provide. Because nature, unless you're like holding the lightning bolts or something, where are you going to get this?
Right. Well, my response to that is, we are living in a whole different world right now. And the average American, they're spending 90% of their lives indoors.
Yeah.
So even people who are living out in nature, they're still indoors way too much. And this is why we're so chemically compromised. Indoor life is very toxic, whether it's air conditioning, whether you're getting some pesticide, somebody coming in to spray. I mean, just there's so many ways in which the chemicals that we use in terms of how we wash our clothes, our makeup, all of it. So therefore, I like this revolutionary technology that I can use that I still consider the best way that you mimic nature to bring into your body.
And it feels more like it's mimicking nature.
Mimicking, exactly.
But I have the opportunity to go for a walk in the forest. I could do it in the backyard.
Good.
And if I do it after a rainstorm, it smells really nice.
Oh, yeah?
But it's not the same as rectal ozone. It's not. And rectal ozone, if you haven't heard me talk about it before on the podcast, this is one of the main techniques you can do ozone therapy at home, which is where you get a pure oxygen source and you put it through an ozone generator and you put it in your rectum. And you do a very small flow rate of gas, and it's a very small hose, but it it absorbs into the body and it's radically transformative. But this is like way amplified beyond.
It's
beyond
way, yeah, and because so many people that live out in nature, they could still have major toxins yeah. going on. And there are a lot of people that, again, living in a healthy way, it's multifaceted, the things that we need to do to stay healthy. So when there are times now more than ever, even young kids that are very, very sick. And we need these, thank God we have these abilities to help people that are compromised. So not only rectally, but vaginally and bladder, you know, also sinuses. When people have chronic sinusitis, I inject ozone into the nose and it's powerful.
So I'm intrigued. You're the first person I know who does that, yes. using a very low thing. If you're doing home ozone therapy, seriously, don't put ozone in your sinuses. Like you could mess yourself up.
You have to know. Yeah, you really. And I'm not advocating that.
Just to be careful, because there are a lot of experimenters who listen.
Okay,
who
yes.
may go and out you, and buy an ozone generator. I'll tell them where to get the one from China that's $159 if they ask. But just
yeah,
don't
you have
do
to know
it.
That for any of these ozone therapies, you have to know what you're doing.
You can die.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you've got to. You know, what you can do rectally and what you would do in your sinuses. And what I do when I do prolozones, I never do more than, there's a gamma, it's measured in gamma. I never do prolozones more than 20 gamma. When I do the sinus, it's a very sensitive area. I never do more than 10 gamma. If you put 80 gamma, this is why you want to go to someone who's, I've been trained by the top oxidative therapies in the world. And even to learn about the sinus way in which was taught by...
I'd never heard of this until you.
Yeah. Right. Was taught by a guy from South America. He's one of the most well-known ozone geniuses out there. And I just learned this a year ago at the American Academy of Ozone Therapy Conference.
It's interesting stuff. Rectally, I use 67 gamma. What's your number?
You know, actually, you know, 60 gamma is a good number.
60, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's great because the world is getting to know about ozone, especially because of our mutual friend, Dr. Rowan and Dr. Robbins in New York City. I mean, he's got protocols for Lyme's. I treat a lot of Lyme's disease patients and phenomenal. But again, all of us, we're working from a holistic standpoint. We want you to eat a really healthy diet. That's important. We want you to be moving. And then the big message of getting outdoors. I mean, we need to, every day, no matter if your environment's very cold or very hot, just be outside and get away from the indoor pollution.
So one of the other things that ozone does, because we talked about the cellular energy, just bringing the cells back online, is that ozone changes the ratio of NAD to NADH in the mitochondria.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And there are some supplements you can use to do that as well, like... upgraded aging, one of the supplements that I make, mm-hmm. also changes that ratio. It's not the same thing or a replacement for ozone or even compatible with it because it's an antioxidant. So what I'll do is if I'm going to do ozone therapy, I don't take that stuff, but then that evening or the next day, I'll resume taking it. But the idea behind changing that ratio is it increases the efficiency of the mitochondrial, the Krebs cycle inside the mitochondria.
Right, right, right.
So... one of the reasons I think ozone is so powerful, and I wanted to talk about it with you some more on the show today, is just that you're getting the anti-inflammatory effects. You're getting the cellular increase in energy effect from ATP formation, and then you're getting the antimicrobial effects.
Right.
And there's another fourth thing. What does it do to your nerves when nerves are exposed to ozone, like the way they do in dentistry?
You know, dentistry is like, there's so many dentists that this is one of their focuses, but mostly in dentistry, it's excellent for infection. So if you're going to have like a root canal or anything like that, you know, work with an ozone therapist who can make sure, use that in that area. Is it going to regenerate nerves? I wouldn't.
It turns off inflammation in nerves.
Oh, it definitely does. Yeah.
And it's kind of different than the systemic inflammation. I'd heard that, but didn't really quite get it. And Dr. Jennings in Sunnyvale, California, mm-hmm. Dr. Gallagher in Sunnyvale, California, was a pioneering ozone dentist, just mm-hmm. passed away within about the last year. And he was my dentist for quite a while. He actually taught me how to do ozone therapy. And I had to get a wisdom tooth taken out. I've had a couple of them taken out when I was much younger. I was in pain for weeks, mm-hmm. packed with gauze and swollen. So he popped this thing out, but before he did it, he injected ozone gas directly in right next to the nerve underneath the tooth. And of course, some procaine or lidocaine, whatever they used to numb you. Mm-hmm. And he pulled the thing out and then flushed it with ozone. I never had any swelling, ever, none. I had no pain. It was the most ridiculous difference between just days of like looking like a chipmunk the first time and as an older person. I did that when I was like 22 or something. And now here I am 20 years later getting it wasn't too thickened out, and it's like, it didn't interrupt my day. I went back and did what I was doing, and that was ozone. And just unbelievable effects. And the first time I did rectal ozone, I'm like, my brain just turned back on. This is cool. I remember feeling like this, and it lasted for 5 minutes. I'm like, that's no good. But the next night, it lasted 6 minutes. And it's one of the reasons that I'm carefully bringing knowledge about this out there. But the thing you said before, like, you need to go to someone who knows what they're doing with ozone. It's true. Just like with drugs. Like, you don't want to get prescription drugs from someone who's not trained on drugs.
But also with rectal ozone, if you work with someone who does colonics, you know, you kind of evacuate as much as possible. Then you do the ozone. It's much more potent. In dentistry, it's phenomenal. I inject inside the mouth.
Oh, you do that as well?
Okay, cool. I do. I love it. You know, there's this part where you actually go like a half an inch in the back, and it helps open up the nasal cavities. There's other ways to actually treat the sinuses just through the mouth.
Oh, that sounds so painful.
It's not painful.
Really?
It's pretty amazing.
I'm going to come and see you at your clinic one of these days.
Yeah.
And you can stick needles in all sorts of weird places.
I do a lot of really cool things.
All right. Yeah. I'll just try everything at once.
You try everything. We're going to keep you upgraded in a big way, right? Bulletproof. You've got a big mission, and I'm going to keep you going strong.
I'll do my best. I'll just make sure every city I go to, I get all sorts of weird things. But what's going on is, I call them weird, but once you know what it feels like to be in the state where your body will do everything that you can, you know when you're out of it, and you know what a long flight does, and you know what, you know, just being in a very high level state without enough recovery for a week does. And in an ideal world, we would all just say, well, okay, I should plan ahead. I should, you know, just take it easy. And there's a huge area in what I do for being kind to myself. There's also, I want to be a good dad, and I'm helping a lot of people with Bulletproof right now.
And sure.
You know, sometimes you have an opportunity to be on a national TV show to talk about a new idea that should be in the public sphere. Well, then either you summon the energy, you bring it, and you go and you do the work, right? And then you recover. And I'll be damned if I'm going to have a slow recovery because I'm somehow opposed to using technologies like the ones we just talked about.
But look at it, Dave, too, that when you think about the pharmaceutical world and the powers that be when it comes to medicine. You know, what the average cancer patient, $300,000 plus. I mean, you bring in these therapies that don't cost a lot, like the average ozone therapy, maybe $40, and that's actually, you know, reversing Ebola and lots of other diseases. I mean, it's really, this is why they've shut down. So many of my colleagues have had their businesses shut down because they're doing these leading edge therapies that are actually helping. Again, it's just getting the body, turning the body's natural mechanisms back on that are not functioning well. So there's a lot of political issues that come into play.
Well, there's a ton of technologies that are non-medical that are wellness-oriented, and some of them require you to use less drugs. And pulsed electromagnetic frequency devices, some of the electrical stimulation things. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was supposed to bring my electrodes and shock you, but I forgot. We'll do that later.
Okay.
And certainly ozone. These are things that defy the paradigm that we have now, which is largely drug-based and largely chemistry-based. And these are somewhat electrical, and there are some chemical interactions as well. Mm-hmm. So one approach is to just say, it's all quackery. Right? And it's not. Like there's too many studies. There's too many clinical outcomes for it to be quackery. And then you can say, well, it's not safe, and you can sort of paint it that way. But with the internet and with just the rapid exchange of knowledge that happens now, when something works and there are physicians using it, 20 years ago, you could just shut them down. But today, we're hearing about it right now. And so we're going to know that there's technologies that are worth using.
I can't tell you how many, in 23 years of practice, there's so many doctors that come see me. There are orthopedic surgeons that come see me for Prolozone. You would not believe that people will fly in. Mm-hmm. I've got a guy, people in private planes will fly from Dallas, will fly from, I've got a guy from Colorado just coming in for my therapies. And it's kind of like they don't really want to necessarily let the world know that this is what they're doing, but the people don't want to go under the knife. And quite frankly, it's not necessarily solving, mostly it's not solving the problem, right? And you have to deal with scar tissue, and down the road, you're going to need a knee replacement. Why not start with something like this that 80% of the time, if not more, works?
One of the fantastic things I witnessed at an A4M conference, A4M is the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. This is where doctors like Robin hang out. Mm-hmm. It's actually where I met my wife, was at an A4M conference in Las Vegas. And at this conference, there was a very unusual form of bioidentical replacement therapy expert was talking about matching a monthly cycle for women very, very precisely. And a sort of plain OBGYN walked up and said, oh, I'm on your protocol. It works wonders. It's really great for me. So the inventor of the protocol said, oh, why don't you recommend it to your patients? And the OBGYN said, oh, they would never be ready for that. And of course, the inventor was a little upset at this. But that exchange, which is that, okay, I'm a doctor. I know this stuff. I do this for myself, and I do this else for my patients, this other thing for my patients. And that's a little bit scary, but you see it because doctors who are doing surgery are doing prednisone. Any sane person facing surgery, any one of them should try prednisone.
Absolutely.
Before they try surgery, because you can't undo surgery, and prednisone is temporary. Like if it works, you'll grow your tissues back, and it's not temporary. If it doesn't work, you had the pain of a needle. Like it's
exactly. Also, pre-surgery to get a Myers cocktail, to get a vitamin C drip.
You're insane not to do it.
Exactly. But you will heal so much faster.
There's a problem though, and I've actually seen this. If you get glutathione and you get vitamin C before surgery, your anesthesiologist needs to know, because your liver will function at a level much better than normal, and you'll clear the anesthesiology chemicals way more quickly.
Right.
I actually woke up in the middle of knee surgery once, because I always took vitamin C. This was 20-something years ago. But I woke up, and I remember like tugging on my leg. It didn't hurt because they'd given me a spinal tube or something. Right. But it was like, guys, am I supposed to be awake? And they're like, turn the gas, and then I pass back out. But so you may respond differently if you're way healthier than normal. And I think there's probably, like you should say, my liver is better than normal, so watch my levels, or whatever you say to an anesthesiologist, I don't know.
Exactly.
So let's see. What do you do when older people come into the clinic and they're talking about sexual dysfunction? Because that's a part of anti-aging medicine that comes up. What do you do?
Well, I'm primarily a doctor of orientative medicine, so I like to find out their hormone levels. That's really important. And so acupuncture is phenomenal for that, but also I have a huge pharmacy of really amazing choices, you know, to why is your nitric oxide, what is Viagra, right? I can do that through some of my oxidative therapies, really help to get that turned on. But if people have low testosterone, you know, low free testosterone, low total testosterone, we have to look at the why behind that, look at DHEA. So it's multifaceted, but I do a lot to help. That's a big issue, even among 20-year-olds. I'm amazed. I honestly, in 23 years, there's a section, you know, even about not just sexual function, but libido. Like, do you have even interest? It's so low. So I think a lot of that has to do with women, in particular, and men, that their progesterone levels are way too low. They have too much estrogen dominance. So it's a cleaning up job. Very often I find myself helping them get on a detox program, get on the bulletproof diet. Seriously.
Really? So you are using that?
Absolutely. Okay. We're bulletproof. We have everything, just about all your products.
I should know that, Robin. There's a good number of anti-aging doctors, and I didn't invite you on the show because of that at all. Just because, like, we're at this conference together. I've seen you here before, and you were actually at the Bulletproof Conference with your pulsed electromagnetic devices.
It was so fun. But I'm a big advocate of the healthy fats that you have. That, you know, we have the MCT, we have the brain octane. We make Bulletproof. We built my center.
You make it there. Wow.
We make the Bulletproof,
so cool.
And we're in a community. I mean, of a lot of. People that, you know, in our center that do just damn near everything, we're saying, come in and get your punch card and get your bulletproof coffee.
I have to come and visit you. This is so cool.
You're going to love it. We've got the butter. We've got the Kerrygold butter. We've got the oil. We've got the vanilla from Bulletproof. We've got your collagen powder. In fact, that saved me when I was having a low blood sugar moment. Someone in Westcrest had just bought your collagen powder. I'm like, I think I'm going to faint. And I literally just put some of that in water and it just helped me come back.
Squeeze some protein.
Yeah, like yeah. quickly.
Cool.
So we pretty much have, yeah, we're bulletproof. So among my, you know, in my pharmacy, we now have a lot of your products there.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's not why I had you on. But
so the sexual function issue, yeah. I just is a massive issue. The fertility issue is a big one. I treat a lot of people with. They're having trouble getting pregnant, and so you know, again, it's looking at the body from what's not functioning. Why is what's missing? What's deficient in the body? What's excess in the body? This is total Chinese medicine. So many of us. Have so overstimulated our sympathetic, that's our yang, that's our get up and go, that our endocrine system is not being nourished properly. So our adrenals, our thyroid function. So sexual function has a lot to do with all this, all of these areas. So it's also a big part of my practice.
So you look at it from an endocrine perspective.
Right, cool. Right.
Awesome. Well, we're coming up on the end of the show, but there's a question that I've got to ask.
Okay.
And it's one that I ask everyone. Given everything you know, not just medical, but just all of your life's lessons, your three most important recommendations for someone who wants to perform better, someone who wants to kick more ass, whatever they do. This isn't like athletic or anything. It's just you want to be better at whatever it is you do. Do okay. These three things.
Okay, number one is get enough sleep and get good quality sleep. Absolutely important. And I would say, secondly, hydration. I think so many people are running around dehydrated and they don't even know it. And that's like, that is at the foundation of so many diseases. It's just this chronic dehydrated state. And then also to state, you know, really living from your heart. That's a huge one. Like for me, I have this kick-ass busy life. I have two teenagers. I travel a ton. I love what I do. I'm so passionate about, you know, getting up in the morning, even if, you know, if I haven't always had a good enough sleep, but I think that's what keeps me a high performer. And people are like, how do you do your life, Robin? How are you writing books and treating as many patients as you do? And you're running an online self-care revolution. How do you do it all? I'm like, I'm so passionate. So I really help a lot of my clients to find that passion. A lot of times if people are not feeling good, you know, get the body functioning so you can live your passion. Everybody has passion. Everybody. So that's probably number one. If I would reverse that order is really, you know, find your heart's desire, whatever, let that lead your life because your health often follows too.
So passion.
Passion, hydration, sleep, and sleep.
Okay, those are the three. Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for coming on. Where can people find out more about you?
My center in Santa Fe is SantaFeSoul.com. Online, I have an incredible online community called the Self Care Revolution. That's www.jointheselfcarerevolution.com. And my own website is Robin. It's with a Y. I love my Y. RobinBenson.com.
Excellent. Robin, it's always a pleasure to get to hang out with you at a conference.
So much fun.
Thanks for being on the show.
Love it. It's a great honor to be on your show.
If you enjoyed this, you know what I'm going to ask you to do if you've heard this podcast before. But if you haven't done it, please go into iTunes and say that you like the show. That'll do a couple things. That'll help other people find it, and that'll keep me motivated to keep making episodes like this. So thank you for listening. Thanks for listening in your car. Thanks for watching on YouTube or watching on iTunes video. You might have noticed you have three cameras. I'm upgrading the equipment, upgrading your sound quality, and doing everything I can to keep just bringing people or doing things that no one's ever heard of, but things that work. Into the limelight so you guys can learn and you can apply these to yourself.
The Human Upgrade, formerly Bulletproof Radio, was created and is hosted by Dave Asprey. The information contained in this podcast is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended for the purposes of diagnosing, treating, curing, or preventing any disease. Before using any products referenced on the podcast, consult with your healthcare provider, carefully read all labels, and heed all directions and cautions that accompany the products. Information found or received through the podcast should not be used in place of a consultation or advice from a healthcare provider. If you suspect you have a medical problem or should you have any healthcare questions, please promptly call or see your healthcare provider. This podcast, including Dave Asprey and the producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. A Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. This podcast may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products or services. Individuals on this podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to herein. This podcast is owned by Bulletproof Media.